Wow, that sounds pretty neat. Yeah, kind of messed. I think that's the one, ResGrid. I think that was the one. I kind of messed around with it a little bit. I didn't move anybody around or change any statuses or anything like that. Just kind of walking through it there, just kind of familiarizing myself a little bit with it. But yeah, that sounds like a pretty pretty informative feature. So, you know, a little bit more flexibility to that system.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. It's pretty nice, and you can mess with it as much as you want because it's live, but it's not live yet for anybody else outside of you, me, and Tim. The three of us are, you know, they're only ones that are on it at the moment. Wanted to try to get it down before rolling it out to everybody else.
Okay, sure. I didn't want to mess anything up, but yeah, I might kind of toy around with it a little bit, or just kind of dig into it a little bit more and get a little bit more familiarized in that. But I think that's, like I say, it's a neat feature, and again, being able to explore it and, you know, what you came up with, I think that's a cool feature there. For that system, NXWCB.
Okay, Wayne, you. Yeah, for sure. Like I said, you can feel free to create a call. Feel free to, you know, mess with it as much as you want. Drop it on you can drop it on me. That's not a huge deal. Drop it on the, I think I've got Adam Baker, David, Charlie, you can drop it on those as well, and, you know, move them along through the call and stuff like that. So, whatever you want to do is totally fine. But I'm hoping it'll work out. I'm hoping it'll help. It gives, you know, timestamps as you roll through the call, and if everybody downloads it and actually uses it during a disaster or whatever, it'll track your location, so there's no having to ask, hey, where are you at, or, whatnot. It'll automatically do that. So